All right, what you got?
How do you look at the totality of the draft from your perspective?
The totality of the draft was good. It was good. We had a good time up there. We had good process, good conversations, and came out with some players we really liked.
Mark, did the board fall kind of the way you hoped or expected it would throughout?
Definitely the earlier rounds. We had a good idea. And then, this year probably was probably the most unpredictable draft in years, just with guys just going from all over. And it thinned out really quick, so guys were coming from everywhere.
What did you see in Thompson that I guess nobody else saw, because he said that he didn't really visit the other team?
We told him that when we were here, we were going to draft him. He wasn't paying attention, I guess. No.
Did you really say that?
No, just jokes. But we did have him in here on a visit, and he was really smart on the board. But just playing-wise, you know, he's a competitor. He's really smart. They played him in a bunch of different positions. He was in the slot, free, strong. So he could handle that, you know, in-game. And he can run. I mean, a kid can run. He's not your classic corner, not your classic safety, but we think he can provide versatility, more of a free safety for us.
Does that scare you at all away from a team, from a player, when nobody else is sort of sniffing around him, or are you even aware?
Not at all. We trust our scouts. We trust our coaches. We trust our process. And with the media rights, what other teams do, if they don't like them or do like them, that has very little to no bearing on what we do.
Is that something you even know? Or is that
– if other teams like
them? Yeah. If he had one visit.
We bring him in, we talk to him. Our scouts call guys during the week, hey, what visits have you had? Who's brought you in? Who's worked you out? So – we keep a total of guys, the teams and all that, who may be interested. Our pro guys do a great job of trying to see, track media things about in the different cities and the players. So we have a good idea.
Do you think, because if that's the only one you have listed, that maybe you can wait? Or is that something you guys, if he's at the top of your board, you sort of push, hey, this guy's good?
Yeah, at times you think, well, maybe we can get him as a free agent, but if everybody feels strongly about the player at a certain time, then we just take him.
When you guys are down there in the seventh round, kind of looking at Bobby Hart for the offensive line, did you think about Lyle Collins at all, or it wasn't even?
We thought about Lyle the whole draft because he's sitting up there, but we were going to pass on that.
With Bobby Hart, Tom Coughlin was talking about how, you know, he came from obviously a great program, won a national championship. I'm curious if you would have noticed a player like him had he not been in such a high-profile program as Florida State.
Yeah, I think so, because the guy is 6'6 and 330 pounds. So those guys just don't walk down the street and you don't notice them. So, yeah, we would have noticed him. I mean, he's a big competitive kid. He's smart. He's very young. He started, as a freshman at Florida State, and he's still only 20, 21 years old. So he's played a lot of football for a young player at a high level, obviously for a winning program. So those are the things you got to think. He's not going to come here and be intimidated by anything and just come here and get to work.
What makes you view him as a inside prospect? When you look at him, and
yeah, he's more of a box area athlete. You know, he's not a nifty mover. He's a big, massive, mauling guard type of profile, as opposed to a tackle with the movement. He's got excellent length, strength for an inside player.
Did he play any inside, or was he strictly?
Maybe when he was younger, but he's been a right tackle the last couple of years.
The receiver you picked, Tom was saying that, you know, some guys in the room thought like of a Jason Avant type. Mm-hmm. It also sounds a little bit like, even though he's bigger, that you think of him a little bit in the role that David Tyree played here.
What role is that? Catching balls off his helmet, or special teams role?
Well, a fourth or fifth receiver would be a really good special.
Yeah, that's what we see him as. I mean, this guy is a big guy who's strong, competitive, more of a possession type receiver, even though he ran really fast at his pro day. He's more of a possession type, catches the ball, But a big guy like that's going to make it as your fourth receiver and special teams player, if you want to say the Tyree role. Preston Parker did it for us last year. You need those utility backup guys to help you win. You know, be ready, be prepared. If you get in the game, to make a catch and play on all the core special teams. You know, every team has to have those kind of guys to win, and that's what we think this guy can do.
You like the Avant comparison?
One of our scouts, Ryan Jones, compared him to Avant, and that was a good one. Hopefully he can be an Avant.
How many guys would you like to add priority-wise? And obviously you have to juggle the roster, but what's the sort
of... We're in the process
of
doing that now. We're doing that right now, and we target a few guys, and we like to go after those. If we don't get them, then we kind of, the roster fluctuates about what we're going to do. But that's what we're in the process of doing now, is preparing for that.